Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together again as we're looking into the Word of God. We're thinking about the new birth blessings that a believer receives when they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior. We've been talking about eternal life and all the many things that eternal life brings into our life. And we've been discussing the words much more, speaking about the abundant life, the rich blessings that are ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been reading here in the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 17. For if by one man's offense, which was Adam, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, reign in life. And this has to do with the victorious life, which the Apostle Paul goes on to explain in chapter 6 of Romans, which we have been discussing and considering, that we are dead to sin in our spirit and alive unto the eternal God. And that's what he's referring to. He says, what shall we say then in verse 1? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, remember, our spirit, soul, and body, as 1 Thessalonians 5:23 points out, that man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body made in the likeness and image of God, as the Lord God said in the beginning in Genesis, that book of beginnings, but Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so as God is triune, he made man as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. And thus we see that it's in our spirit where we get our true identity. For the Lord told Samuel when he was looking for a king for Israel, look not on the outward appearance, but look on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And that's where our true identity is. And a person is either a child of God, having been born again, as Jesus said in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit. Thus we see that man is a triune being, and it's the spiritual part of man that is born again by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, Romans 7 makes it clear that in our flesh dwells no good thing. And that's what he explains in Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. What does he mean by the word me? Verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. So when he uses the word me, he's talking about the flesh with indwelling sin. And that's what he goes on to explain. In verse 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, that's the spiritual part of us, but I see another law in my members, and that's the physical members of our fleshly body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. And this is the Apostle Paul writing, that great apostle who wrote numerous books of the New Testament under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Paul states here in verse 24, O wretched man that I am. He was explaining this turmoil and this battle that takes place between the indwelling Holy Spirit and the flesh with indwelling sin, and the soul becomes the battlefield. That's where the struggle occurs, whether I'm going to yield to the flesh with its lust and its cravings, or whether I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit of God and let Him rule and reign in this life to the glory, honor, and praise of Jesus Christ. Now, beloved, that's what we're reading about in Romans 5:17. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace, and that's what every believer has received, abundance of grace, that we shall reign in life, that is, live in victory over sin now. And this is what Paul's describing here in Romans chapter 6, that sin shall not have dominion over us. Notice verse 11. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is Romans 6:11. Verse 12, let not. And here it's an act of the will, beloved. It's a choice that the believer is able to make. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Do not allow sin to rule and reign and control your mortal body, this physical body with indwelling sin. Don't yield your mind to evil thoughts. Don't yield your body to lustful desires and the satisfying of lustful cravings. You have the power through the indwelling Holy Spirit to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. I will obey the Lord God. I will walk after the Spirit, as we're told in Galatians, to walk after the Spirit, and we would not fulfill the desires of the flesh. And so, beloved, we can be victorious. And thus he says, let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, because we are, beloved. We were dead in trespasses and in sins, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us. But, beloved, Jesus Christ has given us eternal life, and we're now alive forevermore and have passed from death into life. And so, beloved, we were dead in trespasses and in sin, but now, as those that are alive from the dead, we are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Though sin indwells this physical body, I have the power through the indwelling Holy Spirit to yield this body to Jesus Christ, to yield these hands to distributing the Word of God, to yield this tongue to speaking the truth and sharing my testimony with others, to yield my mind to focusing on the truths of the Word of God and to hiding God's Word in my heart that I might not sin against Him, to yield these feet to take me to God's house on Sunday and whenever the church doors open for a time of worship and fellowship, to use these feet to take me to my neighbors and tell them about Jesus Christ, to use this tongue to speak the truth and to glorify the Lord. And so, beloved, this body becomes an instrument to the glory, honor, and praise of God under the power of the Holy Spirit, even though there's sin that indwells this body, and the wages of sin is death, and so this body is going to die. But, beloved, greater is He that is in us. We read in 1 John 4, the Holy Spirit of God indwells the believer. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own, for you're bought with a price. And, O beloved, that price was the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're bought with a price. We belong to the living God. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This belongs to Him, beloved. This body is His. This spirit is His. The soul is yours. That's you. That's your personality. That's the individual you are. That's where your will is, with which you can make a choice to walk after the Spirit or to walk after the flesh. And the Holy Spirit will enable you to walk in victory as you yield to Him and surrender to Him and allow Him to fill you. As Ephesians 5:18 states, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And it will, O beloved, take over and use this body to the glory, honor, and praise. The Holy Spirit of God will empower us to do that which is pleasing to the Lord and that which will bring glory, honor, and praise to His name. And so, beloved, much more they which receive abundance of grace shall reign in life and reign in the kingdom age also, beloved, and we'll discuss that next time. Till then, goodbye.